AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There were seven battleground states in the presidential election, and President-elect Trump swept all seven as ABC News projects him as the winner in Arizona. He'll meet with President Biden Wednesday in Washington. ABC's Mary Alice Parks at the White House says it's a signal of a smooth transition of power.
Trump did not attend his inauguration, never conceded that he lost to Biden. But this go-around, Biden and Vice President Harris making a point of saying they think that they owe it to the American people, that it is important to the health and safety of the democracy to help with the continuity of government.
Crews in Ventura County, California, say they've made progress on the wildfire that's destroyed over two dozen buildings, but there are dozens of fires burning in New York and New Jersey, and a New York State forest ranger was killed. Princess Kate taking part in British Remembrance Day commemorations, one of her first major appearances since undergoing chemotherapy. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Donald Trump's victory was in large part due to voters in rural areas like here in Wisconsin. Mike Moen reports.
While other contributing factors are discussed, a rural expert says it's clear longstanding political sentiments in smaller towns haven't changed. As the results from Tuesday night are examined, political analysts cite Trump's gain with Latino voters. Colby College's Nick Jacobs, who has written about rural issues, says the campaign also regained some ground in rural America that it had lost in 2020. Jacobs says if the media or political strategists try to again understand why these areas still largely back Trump, they have to resist preconceived notions.
We're going to see it again with these diner interviews, is that prior to even being interviewed, rural people were put into this prefabricated box. And the truth is that voters in rural places and urban places, they're complicated.
But Jacob says Democrats should keep trying to produce local candidates who can relate to these voters, adding that having both parties find success in rural America is good for democracy. Jacob says his research, along with separate polling, has shown that rural and urban voters often agree on certain issues.
Concerns about corporate monopolies, freedom within sort of the marketplace, whether that's for healthcare or reproductive rights. There are very few major policy issues that divide the two.
The Biden administration's big policy achievements, the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, have paved the way for a lot of rural investment. But Jacob says many projects aren't shovel-ready yet and aren't likely to move the needle with rural voters hesitant to embrace them. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
A bye week for football fans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. No football this weekend in Wisconsin. Both the Badgers and the Packers have a bye week. Up next, Wisconsin hosts number one ranked Oregon. Head coach Luke Fickell on the Badgers' strategy.
You know, the whole idea of get it to the fourth quarter and put ourselves in a position where we feel like we can excel and execute in the fourth. Make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
The Packers making a surprise move this week, trading veteran Preston Smith to the Steelers for a seventh round pick. And it turns out Smith requested the trade. He explained why.
We switched to a 4-3 due to the new coordinator, but to be honest, a few weeks ago I requested a trade. I didn't feel like I was being useful in the system, and it wasn't catering to my play style. And moving forward, like I wasn't surprised when I got the call. I got what I asked for, and I'm at a great place with some great teammates. I'm excited for the new start, and I'm excited for the rest of this journey for this season.
That's now Steelers linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds, some fog, and some rain showers across the area today. Highs of the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees. A west wind developing. Overnight, mostly cloudy and breezy. Lows in the lower 30s. On Veterans Day, turning sunny. Highs in the lower 40s. Currently 44 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, it's not all doom and gloom. Jody Habish, cynic in Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. She won. Plus, Harvey K. will talk about what happened and what comes next. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Good morning, it's the music of the stars. What do you want? It's November. We'll be on the air till high noon today, Central Time. I'm Lou Regani. Julie London begins us.
The branches of the trees are bare. The smell of burning leaves is in the air. November twilight steals across my heart. At 5 o'clock the streets are dark. Across the empty bandstand in the park, November twilight softly falls again, so still that you could hear a voice if one were calling. So quiet that you could hear a tear if one were falling. And April's laughter steals once more across the dark pavilion of my heart. And then I miss you most. Miss you with the ache of long lost things, of sunburned arms garden swings when life was beautiful and love was young and gay. November.
Pete King wrote that just for Julie London. Now, there aren't too many November songs, but there are plenty about clouds. Tony Bennett honors us. From his album, Here's to the Ladies, I'm Lou Regani. Good morning. Our Veterans Day program. Tops of buildings reappeared, then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be a lovely day. Tops of buildings reappeared, then suddenly I saw you come my way, and I knew that this day in Central Park.
cloudy morning. Then it suddenly cleared. Then you appeared.
You need to have karaoke?
Are you going to bring up Harry?
Baby, it's why we're here.
Let's hear it for Harry!
Jack Nicholson at the microphone. Not really karaoke, but this is from Something's Gotta Give.
This is for you, Ace.
Does a great job. Listen.
Wish me luck. Alors j'ai sans émoi mon cœur qui bat. J'adore ça,
thank you.
101 Strings. I'm a big fan of that orchestra. Francis Albert. Sinatra. Music of the Stars.
I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. It seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never gets by. And Friday makes me feel just like I'm gonna die. But after payday is my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday is my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. That one day. It's a fun day. Sunday is my day with you.
John Pizzarelli.
Drowsy morning sunlight, endless kisses for my love. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. She needn't waken. I'll fix the eggs and bacon her way. While she just dozes, lately I've taken to bringing her a flower on her tray. She's fond of roses. We'll talk away the morning, read the papers, misbehave, enjoying each other. The world is ours to play in. We'll take a walk or stay in. Long and lazy hours to have and hide away. For one day, thank goodness it's Sunday. Lately I've taken to bringing her a flower on her tray. She's fond of roses. We'll talk away the morning, read the papers, misbehave, enjoying each other. The world is ours to play in. We'll take a walk or stay in. Long and lazy hours to have and hide away in. For one day, thank goodness it's Sunday. Thank you.
John Pizzarelli with the Don Sobeski All-Star New York Big Band. Henry Mancini wrote this. Daughter Monica does the honors. Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network.
Young, lonesome soldier sleeping in the rain, far from home, half a child, half a hero, tossed by the times, caught in the winds, dream, lonesome soldier.
Music of the Stars, Monica Mancini with Daddy's Score for Soldier in the Rain. 1963, Jackie Gleason starred in that. It's the Music of the Stars. Thank you for being here, everybody. By the great Bergmans, Alan and Marilyn, did a tribute to Marilyn when she passed on. Nobody better. Veterans Day tomorrow. Jack Jones.
Right as the rain that falls from above, so real, so right is our love. It came like the spring that breaks through the snow. I can't say what it may bring. I only know, I only know it's right to believe whatever gave your eyes this glow, whatever gave my heart this song, can't be wrong. It's right as the rain that falls from above and fills the world with the bloom. As rain must fall and day must dawn, this love, this love must go
from a Broadway musical, Bloomer Girl, Jack Jones. My favorite version, Earl Wrightson. I think I'll have that in just a moment. I'm Lou Regani and the music of the stars. On the air till High Noon Central on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's our torch hour, you see. A few surprises as we continue on, and stuff you've come to expect. I don't think anybody ever revives Bloomer Girl, but that song, Earl Wrightson did the honors in the year 1960. Let's have that.
Bright as the rain that falls from above, so so right is our love. It came like the spring that breaks through the snow. I can't say what it may bring. I only know, I only know it's right to believe whatever gave your eyes this glow, whatever gave my heart this song, can't be wrong. It's right as the rain that falls from above and fills the world with the bloom of our love.
it's right to believe whatever gave your eyes this glow, whatever gave my heart this song, can't be wrong. It's right as the rain that falls from above and fills the world with the bloom of our love. As rain must fall and day must dawn, this love,
see what I mean? Quincy Jones, Henry Mancini's Soldier in the Rain. Solo by Toots Thielemans. Henry Mancini. The movie 63 starred Jackie Gleason. Tribute to Quincy Jones in a bit. Quincy Jones. The movie Soldier in the Rain, 1963, Jackie Gleason. Plans his retirement from the military.
Can't stay in the Army forever, Maxwell. I know. And when that day comes, I know just the place where we can retire.
You do? Where is it?
It's far. Far out in the Pacific. I saw it once during the war. A little island, green, lush, tropical, with a long white beach. friendly, kind and generous and round. And all the girls are slim and round, with bright eyes and smiles that would melt your heart. When you say,
Jackie Gleason Orchestra on Capitol, the music of the star. The Jackie Gleason Orchestra for Capitol. There's a story behind that. It's quite a story, I think. I'm going to tell you what happened and how Jackie, who was a great musician and could never read or write music. True story. Tony Bennett.
We both are and alone in the world, walk with me. In the gentle rain, don't be afraid, I've a hand for your hand, and I will be your love for a while. I feel your tears as they fall on my cheek. They are warm like the gentle rain. Come,
got me in the world, and our love will be sweet, very sad, very sweet, like the gentle rain, like the gentle rain, like the gentle rain.
The music of the stars. Mystic Moods Orchestra, do you remember them? They were never really popular on radio because there was too much of this going on. And some people mistook it for static. But it was quite a story about the Mystic Moods Orchestra. Well, wherever you are, whoever you are, the first time you heard this, you still hold in your heart that memory of that stormy night. The music of the stars. Veterans Day week. Stand by. We'll be on till noon. I want to salute all our stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hello, Park Falls, Wisconsin. WPFP AM and 103.1 FM. Also in Park Falls, WCQM FM 98.3. Good morning.
Just one of those things. together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you all.
Shore. What a singer. Remember her radio show? Chevrolet.
Sure looks like it's gonna rain.
Oh, really?
That's what I was saying out loud.
It's raining now.
But inside, my mind was working too fast. Or so it seemed. Nothing's accomplished by this. Nothing that makes sense. Let me tell you about my mind. It seems to turn in circles that get tighter and tighter as my thoughts swing upward and inward, as I reach into what might as well be upward as downward, as I think in endless chain reactions that tighten up tighter and tighter until I want to. But I mustn't do that. Loosen up. Take it easy. Just relax. Have to appear calm. Even though I know it's a lie, I'm not calm. Not inside. I'm a nervous wreck inside. Sure, you think I'm calm. Outwardly, I appear so. But you should see the inside of me. Here. Come on in. Sense, which is perfectly all right. What bothers me is when it does make sense, like behind this door. Hear that? There's a rhythm. Yes, a rhythm that you can count, which makes sense. One, two, three. Four. One, two, three, four. And this makes me think of somebody who invented numbers, which also makes sense. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Wonder if he had much trouble inventing those numbers. Wonder if he had trouble with zero. Pretty hard to imagine nothing. Nothing, no thing, no me, no you, no world, nothing, which doesn't make sense, which frightens me. I
the music of the star.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue.
someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering, what in the world did I do? Oh, I'm crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving.
Edie Gourmet, now let's take a quick break for news.
Thinking my love could hold you.
And see what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours.
Yes, I'm crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and crazy for feeling so blue. Yes, I'm crazy.
That's our torch hour. We do it on Sunday. Have another cup of coffee. Come back right after news. Promise? I'm Lou Regani, all over the Civic Media Radio Network and the music of the stars. For our Veterans Day program, and some good news for WRJN. Have that for you.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.